help you?
Hi, JP.
Yes.
Hi, JP. It's Jesse. With Local
Hey, Jesse.
Flash.
How are you? How are you
I'm
doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Now do you have a little bit of time now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what were you thinking? Did you have any questions from yesterday or?
Yeah, I just want to make sure, my website. Okay, so.
Uh-huh.
If I already have a domain name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can build it around that domain name, correct?
Yes. Well, okay, so just to give you 100% accurate information, one, it depends on who you got the domain name through, and it also depends on if you own it, right? So sometimes people will buy domain names through, like, you know, other marketing companies. Yeah, GoDaddy is one of them we don't work with. So it just really depends. You told me you got it through, I remember you said, but I'm sorry, I forget who you said it was.
I got my domain name, I believe, through GoDaddy, but I need to research it and see because it was so damn long ago. Is there a way to find out if I give you my?
Maybe. What is it?
Wibbs, WHIBBS group.com.
Wibbs.group?
Wibbsgroup.com.
Oh, wibsgroup.com. Okay, let's see. I think it's through Site Builder.
Yeah, that could be through Site Builder.
Hold on. Okay. And you own it, right?
I do.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just checking with my boss right now to see if he would have that information. Sure. But otherwise, other than that, did you have any other questions?
That leads into, so within 10 to 14 days, you will build me a site, right?
Yeah, between 7 and 14 days. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, okay, so within a couple of weeks anyway.
Right.
And then I can advertise, like, on my business cards or on my whatever contact page, wibsgroup.com, and they can go to my site.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, all right. And then I guess I give y'all some content, or what content do you need from me?
Well, as far as the site goes, I believe I told you get a customized tracking and reporting system.
Right.
With that customized tracking and reporting system, you'll be able to send in photos. So any photos you might have, they'll ask you just for, like, an about section. They'll list your services that you're offering. So mainly it's sending in those photos through the reporting dashboard.
Okay. All right. So is it pretty easy to navigate?
Oh, yeah. Totally. It's very easy. And at the end of our phone call, I'm going to send you a YouTube video of exactly how the reporting dashboard works.
Okay.
So we can use your domain name, just so you know. I just got confirmation on that.
Okay, great. So we can use my domain name, wibsgroup.com. That can go, too. You can build me a site. I send you pictures and about section and what I do and the same old BS that normally, the history of the company, that kind of BS.
Yeah, yeah.
y'all build it, and it's up and running. I can have my agents listed on there with their contact info. I think that sounds good. I'd like to try it. You said there's no contract, and what are the initial fees? So I just give you $2.99 or whatever, and we start hammering it, and we just keep going until I'm either unhappy with it or get you to do my Alabama site.
Yeah.
No contract. I can cut off anytime.
Anytime. So you just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, well, I'd like to do
but, okay. Okay, perfect. So, JP, I'm pretty sure I kind of went down the timeline with you, but just to clarify that again, basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to set you up for a payment, get some basics about your company. I'm going to set you up for a client interview. That phone call will be tomorrow or Monday, whatever you have more free. That phone call is going to be about 20 to 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard as well as the directory submissions. So I did not see a Google business profile for you. You don't, I think I remember us talking, you don't have one, right? Or have you,
I do not know.
Okay, so from 10 to 12 days, we'll get, okay, no problem. So from 10 to 12 days, we'll get you your Google business profile, unless my, your account management team is able to find one. I mean, usually I'm pretty good at finding that stuff, but, you know, there might have been something I missed. So, from 7 to 14 days, we'll get the Facebook ads up and running as well as the, website. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on the local map section on the first page. Okay.
Okay.
So just to kind of break it all down. So now just to get this all set up. Now, JP, what is your first and last name?
John, J-O-H-N. My middle name is Paul, if you need it, P-A-U-L. Last name is W-H-I-B-B-S.
Okay.
I go by JP.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the best email for you?
jpwibs13@gmail.com.
You said at Gmail, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. I like your last name. It does make for a very good business name.
Good.
It's just catchy, you know? So, now, let's see here. So, and again, just to 100% clarify, we are going to be starting with the Florida location, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, now, is the best address for that location, is it going to be the 905 West Government Street?
That's, my office is being built right now. I'm probably still 30 days out from that. If that timing...
Okay.
If that timing makes sense for when my site's going to be up and running, I'd rather use that address. But right now I'm registered with the Secretary of State at my home address.
Okay, okay. So it's mainly for getting that PIN verification. Can you? So you said your site is being built out. Are you able to receive mail there at all?
Not at 905 yet.
Okay.
I haven't been talking about. You want to just do my 228? You want to do my? We can change that, correct?
Well, so ultimately we can make it so that it's not listed. So how long do you think it might take you to, you know, put in a mailbox?
Get up and running.
Well, at least just put it in a mailbox.
I can have a mailbox quick. You know, next week.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So, I would say just keep it with this. And get a mailbox put in as quickly as possible. That would be my best suggestion. But just let them know when you do your client interview that you may, if for whatever reason, need to push out the day that the postcard is mailed out. So at least they can get started on everything else. But I want to make sure that you're going to get that postcard. So that's how they're going to verify that you have an address through Google. So on Google, they don't have to list your address, but since you have a brick and mortar address, I'm assuming you want people to be able to go there, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, so you'll want your address listed. It's better that you just, you know, stick with this and get that mailbox up and, you know, and if you need a couple extra days, just let them know that you'll need that to get that postcard mailed out. It, again, it does take about between, like, at the very least, it takes about 7 days. At the most, it takes about 10 days for it to get mailed out, like business days.
All right.
So, yeah, if you can get it up and... Okay, perfect. Wonderful. Okay. Now, let's go ahead and do this. Now, JP, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Let's say from about 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Sunday.
Okay. And so since you are offering a variety of different services, it's not necessarily required for Google, but do you have any proof of licensing and insurance?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful.
But I'd like to just, to be honest with you, I'd like to just, I don't want to list my fence business on there. I'd like to just advertise my real estate business.
Okay, no problem. So, even for the general, you said you were doing, like post-construction stuff, right? As well, right? Correct?
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything, you know, that is, you know, I do a little bit of everything that has anything to do with real estate. I don't want to have anything, you know, I don't want to get blown up with fence calls because I don't have time to mess with them, to be perfectly honest with you. I've got 7 closings between now and end of the month, and I'm so busy now, it's hard for me to do anything except focus on making my money.
Oh, so I see kind of what you do. You sell homes, and then if that person needs anything done to their home, you do that, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's super smart. That's definitely, you know, kind of an all-in-one.
Well. Sometimes it works out a little too well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. They like want you to continue coming back, like, over and over again type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. okay, wonderful. So now, JP, I'm assuming since you've been in business for so long, you do have a logo, right?
I do have a logo, but I'd like to maybe look at changing it up a little bit.
Okay.
You know, and I probably need a little bit of time to work on that, you know.
Okay.
When would you need my logo? Obviously, as soon as possible.
Well, yeah, the only reason I ask is because we can help create one for you.
Right.
It doesn't cost anything additional. But, I mean, if you want it your way, you know, I mean, I would say if you could try and get it done in the next couple of weeks, that would be great. But we can also help you make one if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I would. What all's entailed in that?
Well, so I'm not 100% sure how they create it. You know, that I don't deal with that part of making it, but I know that they can make you one. So I can definitely put in here in the notes that you want one, though. And it doesn't cost anything additional. So anything I'm going to mention, JP, is going to be included. It won't cost you anything extra. Okay.
Okay.
So now, JP, would you be interested at all in something called a call tracking number? Essentially what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. It also does come with an app that can help track phone calls and, you know, customers calling in. The great thing about this is it does help to eliminate any type of spam callers or anything like that. It's just kind of a nice tool, kind of like having a business line.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm going to go ahead and text you over the application for that. It is very quick. You just fill in your name, email, and that would be it. So I'll send that over to you right now. So just have that ready for your client interview.
Okay.
All right. So now let's go ahead and set up your client interview. Hold on 1 second. Let me see what I have available. So are you going to be more available tomorrow or Monday?
I'll be definitely more available Monday.
Monday, okay. Okay. So Monday, as of right now, is pretty open. Are you going to be in Florida at that time, or are you going to still be in Alabama?
I'm not sure, but I'll be available. So I'd say anytime between 10 and 2.
Okay.
It's going to be a half hour long, correct? Roughly?
Yeah, it'll be 20 to 40 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have.
Let's do between 10 and 1. How about that?
Okay. So it's just the only thing scheduling-wise for my end, it just helps to know where you are so that I can schedule it for the right time. So it's like,
yeah,
if I schedule it at 7 a.m. our time, then it might be 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, depending on where you are.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, I'm central time no matter where I am. So if you want to schedule me for, how about we schedule me for noon? Is that good, or what would be?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so you live in a part of Florida where it's central, like at the very tip, right?
Yeah, I live in the Panhandle, so I'm central no matter where I am.
Okay, well, that helps. there's one part of Texas that's like that, where it's mountain time, like the El Paso. That's just
right.
Like that one part that is that's mountain time. And it's funny that when you get different time zones in different states, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely helpful for me, though. Okay. So I can schedule the call. It will be from 12 to 1. It's not going to last an hour, JP. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, one. Perfect. Okay, so now do you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account? Like this would be somebody that could call in and get information or anything if they needed?
Not at this point, I don't think.
Okay. All right.
We can always add one at some future date, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And then remind me of your URL domain name again. It's wibsgroup.com, right?
Wibsgroup.com, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. All right, wonderful. And you have a Facebook business profile, or are we going to be creating one for you?
I need you to create one. Actually,
okay.
I have a business page.
Yeah. I thought I had seen one at some point. It didn't look like it had much on it, but
yeah, I don't spend time on it. I need to
see it. Yeah, it doesn't look like it has any posts yet, but we can absolutely use this. Do you have login to it, or do you remember the login information for it?
I don't remember it, but I will. I can go over that with them at our call on Monday. I'll dig that up.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I'll put this one in if for some reason you can't remember or aren't able to log into it, that we can always just create a new one. But as of right now, I'll just put this in for them to look over. Okay?
Perfect.
So just going to put in your information. 1 second. Okay. All right. Okay, 1 second. So for billing, is it going to be a different address for billing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what would that address be?
That address is going to be 228 Sabine, S-A-B-I-N-E Drive, Pensacola Beach, Florida.
Okay. And then the same zip code, 32502?
Nope, 32561.
Okay, perfect. And then now, JP, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I'm going to be using a Visa.
Okay, perfect. And I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, hang on 1 minute. Okay, let's see what Visa is going to be. 4430.
Okay.
4100.
Mm-hmm.
7463. 4604.
Okay, and then the expiration?
1024.
Okay. And then the three-digit... The security code.
220.
Okay, perfect. Okay, wonderful. So, JP, what I'm doing now is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $299. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me, let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So now, JP, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wibbs Real Estate Group.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is JP Wibbs and I am the owner-operator.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
I am, yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now, JP, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So... What this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Now, the call tracking number is definitely going to help out with any type of other marketing callers calling you. But at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you. So if you ever have any doubt about who might be calling, just ask them this question. You get to pick from one of three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like to choose?
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay, what would that be?
Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so now, JP, now do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that with us?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So, excuse me, JP, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of January 12, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 12th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, wonderful. So that's all done. Now, JP, you should have received a couple of text messages just now. Do you see one that says, John P., thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So if you could do me a favor and open up that link right there. So it is going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, this is everything we discussed in writing, okay? Now, once you get there, let me know. Are you on the page? Okay.
Yeah.
So the things that you'll be purchasing today are going to be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the MySite custom website, the landing page, Facebook ads. And then, so Google Ads and Google Workspace and LSA are all something separate. Those are all things that you can upgrade to. Then you'll have the advanced reporting as well as the live client support. So, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, if you ever want to upgrade, you can absolutely upgrade to Google Ads and LSA. I would always suggest if you do end up upgrading to go with the LSA, that's Google Guaranteed. That would be a lead generation service. I'm not sure if you have Google Workspace already, but if you have, you know, a few employees, Google Workspace can definitely always be super helpful, you know, if you have a pretty big crew of people. So, yes, so that would be everything that, you know, you could take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking at that, scroll to the bottom, and then there's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name with your middle initial and no period, and press confirm signature.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Did it take you to a username and login?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So, JP, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So that will all be emailed to you. So you can bookmark that page if you know how, but that will definitely all be emailed to you. So, I'm going to send you a link, JP, of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. I've already sent you my extension and phone number, so I'll always be the lead on your account. So if you ever have any questions, you decide that you want to upgrade, you know, any referrals, anything like that, you can always reach me directly at my extension. I will definitely always be here. If for some reason I don't answer, I'm really good about getting back to my clients, you know, within the hour. So then I will send you, let's see here. So you got the video on the reporting dashboard. Also, I'm going to just send you a just a quick link. If you could rate your experience with us, that would be amazing. It definitely really helps me out a lot. Other than that, you're all set up and good to go for Monday's client interview. Now, also, too, on Monday, JP, they will be calling you from the 877 number. So it is 877-635-6225. I always just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. Okay?
Okay.
So from this point forward, your account management team will always be calling you from that number. So did you have any other questions at all? I'm super excited to get you started with your marketing.
Yeah, no, I'm excited too.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Well, JP, I hope you have a great weekend, and look out for that phone call on Monday, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much, Jessie.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.